Yael, I want to live to be 100 years old. Is science making much progress in understanding aging?
Yes, but progress is slow, Don. In 2016, a team of British and Japanese scientists reported that they studied hundreds of Tokyo residents who were over 100 years old and their offspring. The study included the world's oldest man, who's 115 years old. They were trying to find out what's different about these people.
I'll bet that one thing that they looked at were telomeres. Telomeres are segments at the end of each chromosome in the nucleus of every cell in the body. Medical scientists know that they get shorter with age, and since the 1970s have suspected them of involvement in the aging process.
They did look at telomeres, and they found that the children of centenarians had telomeres as long as typical 60-year-olds when they were 80. So telomere length does seem to be important, but once you become very old, telomere length is no longer a good predictor of successful aging.
What did the researchers find to be well correlated with successful aging?
They found that the offspring of the centenarians had lower than usual levels of chronic inflammation.
But inflammation is just a natural response of the body to toxins or cell damage.
Yes, but prolonged inflammation can cause many problems. It may be involved in heart attack, stroke, and even Alzheimer's disease. The study highlights the importance of developing new treatments for chronic inflammation.
It sounds like we're still a long way from a full understanding of why people get old.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.